The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Today is the 12th of April, if you can believe it, 2017. Go out to Fiorello Barbell Company and check out our two brand new products, the Winner's Circle and Etched in Stone. Go out and look at those pages. We had our good friend Kelly Johnson, who's become quite a big part of Motivation Muscle now. I did the write-ups. We used our heads, put the pages together. They look phenomenal. There's multiple things that have changed. The contact page. Also, too, about FBC, the quality of the work is incredible. It's clean, concise, right to the point. And both products, I guarantee you, will take you where you want to go. So go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com. And tomorrow is a huge day here with a marketing company. So we're going to see right where we are, where our place is going to be, because we are going to be an industry leader if we're not already. And last month was our biggest month ever on recorded downloads for Motivation and Muscle. And I thank everybody involved with the show, the family, everything, because as you can tell, and I've said this, the show eventually will be its own radio show on its own, whether we're working with somebody that has an actual radio station or we will just do it on our own. And that's the plan anyways down the road. I want to be able to basically carve out where I want to be. I don't want others pretty much telling me what I've got to do. That's why I went out and did this on my own. So I thank everybody for that. Also, too, go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. We got our good friend Steven Santangelo in today, who I'll bring in here momentarily. When you go out there, there's at least, I have to go out and get an exact figure, but we were very close to 700 downloads or podcasts, and that was quite a while ago. I'm going to have to go out and verify and see where we are with that, but I know we're close because we've been not putting them out as much as we have in the last few years, but that has been picking up more and more, and you know, it's just due to where we are with the business, and I have an awful lot of people now that need my attention more and more because we are entering into quite a few different things. We've got some affiliate programs we're going to be running very shortly, and we are going to be getting some advertising too. So as they say, we're going to have multiple streams of income here so we can do what we want to do and help others out there, because I'm sure there's other people that are in the situation I am right now that maybe could use a little bit of backing. And that's what we plan on doing, because if you've got a hell of a product and you're not getting a lot of traction, I've been there, still am there and doing it, and am more than willing to work with anybody. So we're going to look at that down the road too. But I want to thank Kelly and Bill Hinburn, who were very instrumental in the help with the pages. As everybody knows, Bill's a regular here. Bill is a mentor of mine, and 50-plus years rings pretty true with me. So I thank Bill and Kelly immensely for their help. I'm going to bring Steven in momentarily, but I'm going to give you a little information on this gentleman. Number one, strength athlete. Now, if you see him out on Facebook, you know exactly what I'm talking about. He's doing some amazing things. He's an organic farmer, strongman, and he still competes in the long-standing tradition of old-time weightlifting. And before I bring him in, we're going to talk about the adrenals. He has put out a number of, obviously, nice write-ups about it, lots of information. But this is something that we see that is I don't think it's talked about enough. So being that he is quite an expert in this field, I wanted to get him in here on this because it does affect so many things on it. So, you know, we're going to find out where they are. If you don't know where they are, we're going to find out, obviously, the hormonal thing. We always hear about the endocrine system. So who better to bring in than that? Stephen, welcome to the show. Obviously, it's always a pleasure and an honor to have you here. And I can't wait to hear this topic. And if we have to go into a part two, I'm fine with that. But give everybody information. Obviously, you've heard me talk before, and Stephen's very kind to me with products, his greens, his minerals. I've been gargling with them like crazy because I've been doing an awful lot of podcasts. And the ones on the weekends, because some of them are introduction shows, have been crushing my throat. When you're on 2 or 3 hours, 2 days in a row, that does a job on you. I had a lot of rasp on Monday. What's today? Wednesday. My throat feels dynamite. And I just got done brewing up some hot water, and they're sitting there waiting for me for the next show that's coming up. So, Stephen, I know that was long, but welcome back, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you. No problem at all, Eric. it's always great to do these podcasts. I always look forward to them. Usually the night before, I'm so excited. I'm like bouncing all over the place. And my wife says, hey, oh, man, you got to go downstairs. You're keeping me up.
Well, so, you know something? It's good. I mean, you know, you've been around here. You and I have talked many, many times off air. You kind of know, well, I know you know where I'm heading. I don't know exactly. There's a lot more years. But it's very exciting. I mean, you know the respect I have for you and all you've done for me and taught me. It is very exciting. It's one thing I'm very proud of here, Stephen, is this. For a young show, the tentacles we have in so many things, and I hear it every day, especially with that new Etched in Stone page, which is going berserk. Everyone is so happy they're being able to connect with people they've always admired, or, you know, like Stevie Shanks put that picture out of his father doing that partial Jefferson lift of over 900 pounds. I mean, insane, you know what I mean? And it's like, when I get over there this year, I'm going to meet up with Stevie, and I sure hope I can interview his dad, because it'd be an honor to meet him. So, you know, people of your caliber and all these other people that are joining in with us here, and one thing I'm going to announce, and it's going to be happening pretty quick, two things, and then we'll get right to the show, my friend, because I know you'll appreciate this. Martin Janzix, who I've never met, who has invited me to Scotland, as everybody knows, and we want to do Iceland and Wales, has become quite a friend of mine over Skype, and the admiration I have for this guy is unbelievable. He's such a straight shooter, and he loves strength. Well, he's got a website coming, folks, and this show will be up within 5 days, so you're going to know about it before it goes. He is bringing up his website the end of the month, and it's going to be all about famous stones, how to get there, the questions to ask. He's given tons of information, how to lift these monsters, everything. And just so everybody knows, he and I are linking both websites together. That's the first news. The second news is we are building a strength vault, I call it, a video vault, that is going to be nothing like you've ever seen. And you want to talk about, we're going to make inroads all over the place with people. And obviously, Stephen and I both know Kelly Johnson, who's doing all my work now, who is exceptional. Unbelievable. I've gone through 7 people. Kelly understands the lifting, the stuff I'm doing, and she's very creative like myself, and we've really struck the iron here. And she'll be doing that with me, obviously. But the next thing up after the men's Etched in Stone is going to be the women's. And she's one of the people involved in it. And then we've got a thing on children that will absolutely make your head do a 360 when you see this by the end of the summer. So that's it. But, Stephen, obviously, give a little, you know, we do this in every show. Give a little bit out about the greens, the minerals, because they're so important and so vital. And then let's get into the adrenal glands, if you would, please.
Certainly. The greens, the minerals, a few other products I have, it's a perfect topic that we're talking about now, because these processes that I go through are very specific to the adrenals and the entire hormonal time clock. And with the number of years that I have spent, and I'm always having to take it to the next level, but with the number of years that I have spent and the amount of testing that I do. And of course, there's a lot of testing I'm not able to do. So I have to have a lab that is qualified and has that sort of technology available. But I really go to the extent, because originally I started all this for my own benefit. And I was getting wonderful results. I started working, of course, with my clients. They were getting good results. And then eventually I took it to the full consumer market. But just to retract a little bit, the products are geared towards the adrenal glands. They are geared towards the blood-brain barrier. They are geared towards being absorbed into the cell, working at the cellular level. If a product does not have all three of those capabilities, it's almost useless. And it's not to belittle competitors by any means, but it's just the reality of what we deal with in the supplement and the nutritional business. So everything I do is really geared toward those three facets of the human body. And people always ask me, man, do you have, you know, a weight gainer? Do you have a protein powder? You know, because that's real common. And, you know, you've experienced some of the protein powder that I have made.
Yes, I have.
At one time, I was distributing it. However, it was not practical for our operation. And also, when distributing it on a commercial level, there are certain restrictions. And those restrictions interferes with the quality of the product and the mm-hmm. capability of the product. And so I was not feeling comfortable about that, so I pulled it. Now, I do make it, you know, for you, a few other friends and whatnot, when we have the extra whey. And you know that when you get our product, this is all whey protein.
Yeah.
There's no lecithin fillers. There isn't all the excess starch that is real common, and a lot of people don't even realize. In your typical protein powder, you could get anywhere from 7% up to 40% starch.
Wow.
Which is the residue from the processing. And so, you know, you're paying a lot of money for a lot of junk.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, with what you've experienced, what you have tasted, what you are getting out of the results, yeah, this is the real deal.
Oh, yeah.
You know, hey. There's just nothing else. This is just the pure whey protein. Straight to you.
And I told Steven the other day, and I figured he'd rip me in half, but he had sent me a bag of it, and I shot a whole bag in a day, and that was starting at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I was putting a cup in with heavy cream and raw milk, and I don't care. I know where a lot of it went. I got it, but you know what? I woke up at that middle of the night, and I said, you know what? I'm going to blow this bag away, and I don't care. And I did it, and I'll tell you what, I don't know if it was psychosomatic or what, but I got to tell you, I went out that afternoon, and it was an off day for training, and as everybody knows, the whole sandbag thing with me is going wild, and I went out and took from a 50 to 150-pound sandbag. I did two movements. I did a clean and press, and I did as many reps as I wanted to do, and I'd dump the bag, and I'd grab a heavier bag and walk it 50 feet up and back. And I'm going to tell you, ladies and gents, I looked like somebody shot me full of helium. I felt so friggin' thick and big, and I'm not telling anybody to do it, all right? Because I know some will say, well, how foolish would you be doing that? And, you know, the next thing they'd be telling me is my kidneys are going to fall out the next morning. Sorry. Sometimes you have to do things, as foolish as it might sound, whatever. What it did for me since I did that the other day, it's really inspired my training. I'm not kidding you. It took me mentally and did another good positive thing to me. So I'm not saying, you know, and I've done this with protein tablets, which we know way back in the day, maybe some of them were good, whatever. I'm not, you know, I was lucky to find some things that were supposedly much like Rio Blair's. I don't know, psychosomatic with that, who knows. But I'm here to tell you, sometimes you got to do those little over-the-edge things and go out and do them. And I'll give it right to Steven. I mean, I don't know. I liked it. It's done what it needed to do, and I'm awe inspired again. And You know, now the goal is with the sandbags. We got in a big talk about this, Martin and I. I want to be able to clean. Well, I will clean and press a fully loaded 200-pound or more sandbag, and I'm going to press it all overhead. I don't know if you know what that means, ladies and gents, but a 200-pound sandbag, and I got this right from Martin alone, who I respect totally. He said to me, you take and clean a 200-pound sandbag and press that. He goes, I don't think there will be a stone you can't lift anywhere. Whatever you think, Stephen, you know, we've got plenty of time, and like I said, if we've got to go over, I can go over 5-10 minutes. We'll make it for the other show. But I know you're probably going to yell at me and tell me I shouldn't have done that, but what do you think, and the sandbag stuff, and then we got kind of off the road, but I love doing this, so take it away.
Yeah, hey, no problem at all there, Eric. Yeah, one of the reasons... Well, you know what? You know me. I don't give one reason. I give a lot of reasons. But to start off with, the first reason as to why you felt the way you did,
yep,
is because you were getting pure protein.
Yep.
Okay. And it's pure protein that is going to be metabolized. And, you know, there's been this issue for years. Don't take too much protein. You're going to destroy your kidneys.
Yeah.
I mean, you really, really have to abuse yourself.
Yeah.
With protein to get to that point, I by no exaggeration eat probably 2 to 3 pounds of well cooked animal protein every day of your life for it to drastically affect your kidneys.
Yep.
You know, with what you do, with what I do, no, we're not going to have kidney issues. It's just one of those things that's kind of propagandized out there from the anti-protein community. And, you know, I've written much about this whole thing about agenda-driven and money-driven agendas. And it's very, very frustrating. However, I would not suggest you take a whole bag every day of your life. Hey, it was fun.
Yeah.
It got you jacked up.
Yep.
And again, it's because when you have clean food, pure food, and it's made, and I don't want to say processed, but made the way I have made these products.
Oh, yeah.
It goes to the cellular level.
Yep.
When it goes to the cellular level, that's where the energy comes from. And I've written about this, posted it quite often on my Facebook page with enzymes. If it works at the cellular level and it crosses the blood-brain barrier.
Yep.
That's where the energy is manufactured. And too many people think they have to have calories in order to get energy. And this is one of the things that I have seen over the years with a lot of people who will say, oh, yeah, my diet's great. My training is going great. And, you know, I'm putting down X amount of calories. And I'm thinking, okay, I'll take a few steps back. Because if your body is calling out for all these excess calories.
Yep.
Of course, our body needs calories, but I'm talking about excess calories. There's something wrong, and that usually goes back to the adrenals.
Yep.
Because when the adrenals are beginning to go into a state of fatigue, you begin to crave carbs. You begin to crave protein. You begin to crave sugar. Your cortisol goes up. As the adrenals go down, cortisol goes up.
Yep.
When you get this imbalance, your body starts craving all sorts of things. And so you keep shoving down calories. Well, with all these excess calories, now you have overloaded the digestive tract. And when you do that, that literally inhibits the production of digestive enzymes and will actually destroy those enzymes. Now, when those enzymes are being destroyed, now you've got all this excess food sitting in your digestive tract. So what happens? Now your adrenals, because they are the control tower for all your hormones. The adrenals you have to think of as like little brains, two little brains sitting on the top of each kidney.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually has a structure like the brain, as I posted in this morning's on my Facebook page.
Yep, I saw it.
So you have to think of it as two little brains. It is the control tower. This is what communicates to all your hormones. And when you get in an overload state, your adrenals start working and they start pumping, pumping, pumping. You know, they go into a survival mode. It's that, you know, fight or flight.
Sure.
Development that happens with your adrenals. And of course, cortisol and adrenaline are highly affected by what is happening with your adrenals. So you get this domino effect. So now people are beginning to get sluggish and they say, oh my gosh, I don't feel energetic, you know. So what do? They start taking more carbs.
Yep.
And they're only compounding the issue. So as we get older, as we move through the years, like I'm going to be 65 next month, you're 42, 43. Okay, we have about 20-year difference.
Yep.
Your body is going to respond differently. Your adrenals are going to respond differently. And, you know, I've had a few bouts where I overdid it. All of us have experienced this because we don't always, especially us guys, we don't always keep our ego in check. you know, sometimes, I mean, we'll be feeling great.
Yep.
And, you know, we just want to keep going because we're on a high.
Yep.
The adrenals are working great. Man, it's pumping all this adrenaline. And what happens if you're doing the right kind of training, testosterone is going out of control.
Correct.
So, you know, you feel like you carry the world on your shoulders and you don't care about anything else. And you don't care what danger's out there. You're going to go out. You're going to tackle it. You're going to do your thing.
Yep.
And then your body and your age says, all right, let's keep your ego in check. Bam! Your adrenals start crashing.
Yep.
Some people will have a very immediate adrenal crash. Others will have a much slower effect. And because it is gradual, most folks don't even realize it until it gets too late. And this is something that I am seeing more and more of. It's happening with a lot more younger people.
Yep.
I've worked with people in their late 20s, early mid-30s that have already hit the wall, and they're almost on the verge of adrenal burnout. Now, within that age group, their body's still young enough where with proper guidance, they're able to get out of that chronic state. It might take a year, though. It's not uncommon. Now, about every 10 years, our body goes through major changes. We have to reevaluate our lifestyle choices. We have to reevaluate our diet. And we especially have to reevaluate our exercise program and make it age appropriate. And it's difficult for a lot of us who have been doing this, you know, since childhood.
Sure.
You know, and believe me, I am no stranger to that. I've had a few serious bouts, and that's what really got me going in this whole adrenal thing. So age, overall health will have a major impact because there are so many symptoms of adrenal fatigue that people just think, oh, well, yeah, that's just kind of common. Now, for both men and women, it's not uncommon to have hot flashes and night sweats.
Wow, I never knew that with guys. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And the reason it will happen with guys is because they are having the same effect that women are having with menopause.
Oh, wow. So you're talking male menopause like that we've read about, right? Same.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Some call it andropause, male menopause.
Yep.
But that's what's happening because the adrenals can no longer single the testosterone to do its thing. So what happens is men go into hot flashes and sweats at night. And when I bring this up to the guys, they go, holy cow, never had a clue. Nope. Or sometimes people will have insomnia. This has got to be, I think, the biggest joke of all. If you go to a conventional medical doctor and you say, and he identifies it as adrenal fatigue, what does he tell you? Eat more red meat and get more sleep. Well, wait a second, doctor. I can't sleep. That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
And when your adrenals are overstimulated and then crashing, well, that completely throws off the serotonin and the melatonin. So you're not going to sleep. That's why, like drug addicts that are into like cocaine, the speed stuff.
Yep.
They'll go jam, jam, jam. They'll crash, but they can't sleep. And they'll go for a couple of days where literally they're not sleeping, but they're not high either.
Right.
Because the hormone the hormone time clock has been completely out of whack, and it takes a while.
Wow.
There are also a lot of environmental sensitivities, and you know, I don't want to get too much into that, but most of us know we are bombarded with estrogenic chemicals, you know, in the food, and then aside from that, we are living in such a toxic environment, not just food, but the water and the air we breathe. So, you know, those are a couple of real key issues that I go over with clients. Dizziness upon rising.
Yep.
This is another issue. And that is caused by not high blood pressure, but low blood pressure. So when the adrenals are in a state of fatigue, your blood pressure actually drops significantly.
Mm. Hey, you know what I want? Can I ask you this, too? When you were talking about the younger clients you've talked to, is that, I mean, if, you know, obviously, if we can, well, it doesn't really matter, but I'm just going to talk from a weightlifting end, you know, too many days a week, too many hours in a week, a lot of caffeine, things of that nature. Are those big, I mean, I know about the whole overtraining, quote unquote, principle, but, you know, any supplement you look at and you take a serious look, everything's jammed with caffeine. All right. Yep. So I can't say all of them, but I've dealt with enough people that are at high school level where they're taking every friggin' I'm not going to say a company, but if you walk into one of these bigger vitamin stores, you're going to find walls full of stuff. All right. So when you've dealt with some of these people, Stephen, do you find that a lot of these quote unquote athletes are sucking down every supplement load? And we know coffee is like bigger now. I mean, my nieces drink coffee at 14 now too. I mean, it's become bigger and bigger. Are these contributing a lot to what you see with, I mean, I know they're not the only thing, but do they contribute a lot to the fatigue or eventually the burnout of the adrenals?
Oh, absolutely. I have worked with several female bodybuilders competing at the high level, and you know, fat burners are big.
Yeah.
You know, that's just one of the many cocktails they take. And every single one I have worked out has burnt their adrenals out.
Wow.
Some of them will never recover
because
it was so bad.
Yep.
But yeah, you know, the whole hydroxy cut thing, you know, when it first came out, and then of course every brand had to compete against it. And of course there's still a lot of that on the market.
Yeah.
It is really, really a major issue. You can only keep the adrenal stimulated for so long.
Right.
And it's got to take a break.
Yep.
You know, what a lot of people, too, don't realize is that when you get into a state of adrenal fatigue, and it doesn't even have to be chronic yet, just those initial stages.
Yep.
This is, again, for both men and women. Adrenal fatigue will shut down testosterone, and it will produce an abundance of estrogen.
Oof.
Big time.
Oof.
So, you know, there are so many factors. There's not just one, like working out, as you know, the old Joe Weider program, 6 days a week.
Oh, my God.
Out, you
know? Yep.
Sure. You know, hey, I did that too back in my early bodybuilding days, but I was in my early mid-20s.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
And you know, I did it for a few years. Yeah, it worked great. If I ever attempted to do that now, well, you know, within 1 week, I would be out. And no one would hear from me probably for about 10 days.
Yep.
So, you know, there are a lot of issues that are funneled into adrenal fatigue. So they are very, very sensitive.
Well, at that point, all right, now, I mean, obviously you made the earlier statement that it could take you a year to come back from this. People come to you, obviously, and you evaluate, you know what's going on, et cetera, et cetera. What do you find? I mean, do you find, well, probably now you find it more in just the regular people walk around. We know athletes get it, but at that point, they come to you, you figured out, you know, whether you're having testing done on them or whatever. What are you gonna do at that point? Let's just say they're at the cusp where if they keep rolling, they're frying their adrenal glands. At that point, to start bringing them back slowly, you know, what do you usually do with the products that you put out? And if they are of a train, you know, they are training, how do you just start them out again where we don't get in any trouble? And I know you got to keep evaluating people. That's the way it is. But how do you go about getting them? Well, they're going to get fixed one way or the other. So how do you go out about that, Stephen?
Have to take it very cautiously.
Okay.
Because if you make too much of a drastic change, that's just going to whack out the adrenals anyway. So it has to be very gradual. And I don't make big changes in diet.
Yep.
You know, I usually just take a look at things, say, yeah, you could lose this. It's not doing you any good, whether you had adrenal fatigue or not. And a few tweaks in the workout.
Yep.
And then, of course, I start them with the greens.
Yep. Yep.
And with the greens, it's very specific because I will have testing done. So I could be very specific with the dose.
Yep.
And the ratio of the ingredients. Because the greens that I sell commercially, mm-hmm, is an excellent all-round product. Now, some people have done wonders. Just recently, I had a guy who, a former drug addict.
Wow.
He was heavily addicted on opioids, and they basically told him that his adrenals were burnt out.
Toof.
And I said, you know what? They might be, but let's see what we could do. And I said, you have to be willing because this is going to take at least a year.
Yep.
He says, are you kidding me? I said, no. I said, adrenals are so sensitive, and especially with what he went through, I said, we will evaluate it on a regular basis. He did incredible, and it was almost a year to the week since we began, mm-hmm, that bam. He was just, he literally blew away his doctor with the medical reports. His adrenals are back to functioning. He's clean. He's been clean for a long time. It's good. I enjoy helping people like that.
Mm-hmm.
But he's back to living a normal life, and he's out of that state of adrenal fatigue, and his adrenals are now working very well. So that's, tends to be an extreme case.
Yep.
But definitely, like what I take, because I've had the DNA testing and everything, the ratio and the formula of green that I take is very different than what, you know, you're taking and a few other people,
sure,
that, I'm guiding through. And your body's always going to change anyway.
Yep.
You know, what's working great for me now, my formula last year that I was taking was significantly different. And, you know, as we get up in years, our body will change so often. And when our body is not able to compensate these changes, what happens? Our adrenals go wacky. They go into the survival mode, and then they get to the point where they shut down. So there is something also very critical, because I've had this from clients over the years. You know, fatigue is often thought of as adrenal fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
Fatigue, much like the way you feel after you've done a workout and about an hour and a half later it hits you.
Yep.
Okay. That is just a natural fatigue process. If it was adrenal fatigue, you wouldn't get out of that. You'd have a restless night. You'd wake up tired. You'd even maybe go for it another day or two.
Yep.
So often, doctors will fail to understand the difference between overall fatigue and adrenal fatigue. And so consequently, what happens? They generally will prescribe antidepressants, which which, you know, only puts the adrenals in a worse state.
Yep.
So, this is another thing, too, is that I have to evaluate, and again, not from a medical standpoint, but just from an observational standpoint, what is the structural loss of a particular feeling of fatigue? And, that gets into tendon and ligament surfaces, because what happens a lot of times, people will do high lactate training.
Okay.
And that lactate will concentrate in the tendons and ligament on the surfaces. And so now your body does not want to respond. Your muscles do not want to fire properly.
Mm-hmm.
And people will think, well, gosh, maybe my CNS is screwed up, or maybe I'm in adrenal fatigue because I just can't get going. So, I have to evaluate, what have you done the last few days? What have you been doing the last few weeks? Have you been pushing yourself to the limit,
mm-hmm,
and, getting that lactate state in every workout? So I start with that. And then through blood tests, which, of course, I recommend they have, are there microtraumas in the cell structures?
Okay.
And this is usually through a live blood test, not a blood test where they draw it and then, 3-4 weeks later down the line, give you a report.
Right.
This has to be a live blood test so they could see if there are microtraumas in the cell structures. If there aren't any, then it's basically you're in good health. You're just kind of borderline. But when you get into the extreme cellular destruction, now your adrenals are not working. Also with the mitochondria, if there's noticeable swelling, this will also be a sign of adrenal fatigue. So there are so many different stages and different things to look for. And based upon these protocols is how I determine to guide them with the greens. And, of course, you know how I am about minerals.
Oh, yeah.
The greens that are packed with enzymes, adrenals are just thrive on enzymes, and they thrive on minerals. And some of those minerals are absolutely essential to proper adrenal function.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much my initial evaluation. Usually, though, when someone walks into the room coming to me and we're meeting for the first time,
yeah,
the first thing I look at are their eyes. And that's going to tell me everything if they're in a state of adrenal fatigue. There will be discoloration of the whites.
Yep.
The pupils are more dilated than they should be, especially if we're outside. And I know that they're not doing any drugs or they're on prescriptions that's causing that. I could also go by the skin texture and color around the eyes.
Interesting.
And the overall skin coloring.
Can I ask you this too? When you have adrenal, or let's just not say you're not burned out, but you could potentially be on the way. What about mental confusion? Is there how much, if any? Obviously, I'm sure it does. When you're at that point, how are you functioning mentally? Are tasks harder to do? Are you maybe a little bit more confused or feeling groggy? Have you seen things like that too, Stephen?
Yes, absolutely. When people get into that chronic fatigue stage,
yes,
that will definitely happen. They struggle to do things. They're unable to concentrate. Their brain is not functioning properly. And remember what I said earlier, the adrenals are like the little mini brains.
Right.
And they're structured the same way. So the adrenals and your brain and CNS have a very, very close communication. And if the circuit is broken at any point, bam, there it goes. And yes, I have seen that where people are delirious. And especially if when I meet them for the first time and I ask a few questions and I can tell, I can tell by a tone of voice, something's not right here.
Yep.
And then when I see them, they're not walking with the bounce. They're shuffling.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking down. They don't have self-confidence.
Right. Yep.
You know, because adrenal fatigue is a suppressant, and that suppresses emotions. And in some cases, it will actually cause a chemical imbalance where it becomes a state of depression through chemical imbalances. And this is another issue, too, that it is misdiagnosed as depression.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to therapy, a psychiatrist who could prescribe drugs, they will prescribe uppers, antidepressants, which, again, is only going to suppress the adrenal glands. If they go to a medical doctor, they're going to be given prescriptions to get them, you know, bumped up again. And I've dealt with that, too, with some clients, not too many, but them over recent years, where they were prescribed drugs because they were diagnosed as having depression. And I said, oh, no. I said, I could honestly tell you. I said, I'm not allowed to give you medical advice.
Right, exactly.
But I could give you guidance and point you in the right direction to get medical help from a practitioner, a natural practitioner, who could actually treat this in a different way than I'm working with you. So, yes, that is another common issue. People that get minor colds or minor illnesses 2-3 times a month is another good sign of adrenal fatigue.
Okay.
A very low or no sex drive.
Yeah.
This is huge. Every single person that I've ever dealt with has been at this point low or no sex drive.
Hey, I'll tell you this. I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know if I could give a percentage, but I bet if you went and talked to 10 men, I bet you 8 out of the 10 probably have no sex drive anymore.
Yes, that's very common.
Oh.
Yes, that is very, very common. And it really saddens me.
Yeah.
And it's not just the men either.
No,
but
no.
But the women as well. And, you know, I've mentioned this several times in our discussions, that I'm dealing with men and women in their late 20s and late 30s that have already hit the wall.
Yeah.
Not just that they have a low sex drive, but those that have already lost all libido.
Mm.
And, of course, you know, at a young age, that's creating a lot of emotional issues.
Yeah.
And then you have that whole domino effect. And it goes round and round till all the dominoes have fallen over and you think, oh, my gosh, which domino do I pick up?
Yeah.
To find out what the problem is. Yeah. I got a whole set here.
Yep.
So it is really important to pay close attention, very close attention, to the health of your adrenals. And that is through proper nutrition. And when I say proper nutrition, I'm talking about truly whole, fresh foods.
Mm-hmm.
Understand exercise. More is not better. Okay. That is something that, honestly, is left to the younger people, especially those competitive young athletes.
Mm-hmm.
However, they could get away with it, because all they do is eat, sleep, work out.
Yep.
They're surrounded by a very good support team. They have their own physical therapist. They have their own trainer. They have their own nutritionist. They have their own coach. They have the jacuzzi. They have a massage therapist.
Yep.
They have a sauna. So they have all this support around them where they're able to do multiple workouts throughout the day.
Yep.
Because they are in a recovery state. Regularly. Now, of course, you're not going to find an athlete my age doing that same thing, no matter how much support is around me. So, again, it has to be age appropriate. And, you know, sleep is huge.
Yep.
And you always read, oh, you got to have 8 to 10 hours of sleep. Well, first of all, you know, that is such a catch-all phrase, and people just love to post that all over social media. A 15-year-old girl or guy, high school athlete, and they're in, you know, athletics year round, 8 to 10 hours of sleep, forget it. They need 12 to 14 hours easy.
Yep.
And they could do it because the only thing they have to worry about is homework the next day.
Yep.
You know? Now, for someone my age, how many people do you think in their 60s and 70s are getting 8 to 10 hours of sleep every day?
Not many.
No, very few. Again, maybe someone late 30s, early 40s, mid 40s, your age group.
Yep.
You're at the prime of your dreams, okay? You are working like crazy to support your business. You are working like crazy to support a family, to support kids, you know, whatever it
is. Yep.
So, you know, people are so focused and money driven, and it can be good, it can be bad.
Yep.
In most cases, they are so driven into that survival mode. Well, now we're back to that fight or flight.
Yep.
And the adrenals will eventually break down because of the daily stress. And that will cause issues with sleeping. Even for those people that say, yeah, man, I'm getting 8 to 9 hours every night. That's great. Now, how many of those people who are sleeping that many hours are able to sleep all through the night?
Yeah.
Not many. It's very, very common to have a disturbance in the sleep. So, you know, nutrition, sleep, the proper exercise, and, of course, lifestyle choices. Now, every one of us has made foolish choices.
Oh, yeah.
And we learn from it. Some of us, it takes a few more years, maybe a few decades before we learn from it. But these are assets. These become assets. Progress cannot be made if one does not make mistakes. Too many people look at mistakes or look at failure as something negative.
Yep.
You can't. You have to look at it as a learning process. So accept what you have done, because you can't change it anyway.
No.
You could only make better decisions for the future. And this is what more people, I strongly preach this. Build what you build today is for your future tomorrow.
Yep.
Forget about what happened in the past. You can't change it. You learn from it. You make those changes. And some of those changes aren't going to necessarily improve. However, at least you're making those changes. You're staying focused in front of you. Too many people are driving down the interstate and never take their eyes off the rear view mirror.
Nope.
That's not going to get you anywhere in life.
Nope. And not only that, I mean, you know, you got to get off the ramp that's going to take you to your success. If you're just going to, like you said, be looking out the rearview mirror, you better look out what's in front of you, because you're going to put your front end right through the back of them. So, yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, look, the bottom line is what I love about all this show, too, here today is this. You know, the majority of people, I don't care who you are, have faced this at one point or another. I've faced this multiple times. And I will tell you this, Steven's right when he says, and I say this all the time too, today does not define your future. I don't care how good or bad it is. The point is to keep getting smarter. I'll just give a for instance, and I'll give it right back to you. With training, everybody knows what I'm up to a point. But one thing I've done as of late, now I'm taking one movement per workout, and that's where I'm going balls to the wall with. No more two, no more three. What I do for the day, I know what I'm going to do, is I take the biggest movement I'm going to do with the most weight I'm going to use, and I do the smart thing. I build around it. It's like circling the wagons, as they say. That's in the middle, and everything else is secondary. Now, it's not secondary to the movement, the importance of it. It's secondary to be smart enough to know if I want to go balls to the wall, maybe I can get away with it for, let's just say, 5 workouts, if that. But if I build around the centralized workout for the day with the, they'll call them auxiliary or whatever. I don't put any names on it. Guess what, folks? I get smarter. I got less likelihood of the typical burnout stuff, the not sleeping, the bathroom issues, and not being able to eat. You know, the you feel like someone slammed you right over the head with a brick half the time. these are all things you learn. That's what Stephen was saying. You know, you draw from your experiences and you create new ones and you keep going through life that way. That's the way it is. You're not going to have – there's no perfection. I don't care who you think you are. The biggest thing is to learn from your mistakes. Okay, it's all yours.
Yeah, agree with you 100%. And, you know, you really hit the nail on the head with that one statement where you take one exercise and it's 100% focused. You do what you can and then walk away.
Yep.
And I've been doing that for quite some time. Occasionally, I'll do a secondary exercise if the first one isn't a heavy-duty one.
Right, right.
You know?
Right.
So that plays a major role. And again, that gets back to one of those 4 points of lifestyle choices, sleep, exercise, and nutrition.
Yep.
And all of them have to be in perspective. One is not more important than the other unless an issue is developing. So it's really important to maintain balance. And of course, you know how I am with the minerals, enzymes, and antioxidants.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care about your protein intake or your fats or carbs because none of that's going to mean anything if you don't have your minerals and enzymes working, as I always say, at the cellular level, crossing the blood-brain barrier, because now it will metabolize your proteins, fats, and carbs, maximize the usage.
Yeah, and Steve, not to interrupt you, for all the guys out there and girls, everybody wants gains. Did you just hear what he said? What do the minerals and the enzymes do for everything else you take? You heard it. I mean, go back and play it back. That's if anybody wants to gain, he just gave you the key right there. So go ahead, take it. I'm not telling them. Let them listen.
Yes. And I'm glad you're making that point, Eric. And it's something that, you know, it would have been nice had I known this decades ago.
Oh, I wish I did too.
You know, we all wish, you know, we knew what now. We all wish we knew then what we know now.
Yep.
We don't, but we do have that ability to educate people and to encourage people that this is the way to go. Because, you know, a lot of people, they look at me, and I'm a small guy. You know, I'm 160 pounds. You know, I'm basically a little dude compared to, you know, strong men. That doesn't bother me, never bothered me. Hey, I wasn't going to be able to change my height anyway.
Right.
Now, of course, in my earlier days, and when I was training as a competitive bodybuilder, that was a lot different.
Yep.
I was significantly bigger because that's what I was training for. And, of course, I had all those raging hormones as well.
Yep.
And it always helps. But as we move through the decades, we learn to evaluate ourselves. We learn to look in the mirror and really understand who we are. Because a lot of people cannot really see themselves. And that's why they seek help. That's why people will come to me or people will come to you for training.
Yep.
There's something not right. They know it's not right, but they don't have the education. They don't have the experience. And they don't have an objective eye. You know, people are very subjective about themselves.
Yep.
So we kind of got a little off track. I get a little philosophical here.
That's fine.
When you get into your mid-60s and you've been through pretty much everything, you kind of become a father to everyone. And
you do. And you know something too, Stephen? I mean, I've said this to you before. To watch what you do out there is not only awe to me, it's inspiring as hell because, see, even though we do different things, we all do the same in many ways, whether we're using stone, steel, bands, whatever. The philosophy, the way we do the tricks of the trade, might be a little bit different, but it's all the same. And you know, you've proven, like a lot of the gentlemen that are on here with me in your age group, that, see, I don't buy any of that stuff to begin with, all right? But I realize you do have to shift your training in different ways as you age. I got it. But when I'm watching you do the things you do and go the places you go, there's nobody out there that can say, this guy doesn't have his hand on the pulse here, because there's no way you would be able to carry out the things you're doing things a guy half your age couldn't do, all right? So the point of the matter is this. You're right. The enzyme, I know since I've taken the greens, big changes. The minerals, I already said that. I think I said that in the beginning of the show. My throat was raspy from doing hours this past weekend. I mean, in two shows, I did 6 hours of talking. And it wasn't just from the show. It was obviously talking to these two people, Kirsten and Martin, who I, you know, and I, and you all know, Stephen and I talk like that too. There's people I like to really talk to. It's very interesting how we share stories, bounce training off one another, you know, nutrition, especially that Stephen's expertise is right on the mark with that, especially, you know, things happen like that. But, you know, nobody can deny looking at you or like John McKean or Frank DeMet, all these people out there, you know, and for a guy right now who can appreciate it and be behind the mic and speak with you guys, it's a hell of a thing for me because I don't think people really appreciate age anymore. They kind of just like, you know, they're 50 years old, done. Well, that's the furthest thing from it because you said it right in the middle of the show. You got late 20-year-olds that have bashed into the wall already. Now, if they don't correct these problems, you know, you can potentially die from your adrenals. You can get cancers, whatever. We don't want that for anybody. But things like that, it can take your life, okay? So the thing that I'm trying to put across here, and I know this is long, but this is the point of it all. Steven's got the experience. He's got the nutritional background. You know the guy's out looking at everything, reading everything. He's putting stuff out, and he proves it with his training. And it's like, I don't know what else you could prove to people. And I've said it just now. The minerals, when the throat was bothering me, I gargled since Monday. Today's Wednesday. I don't know about you. My voice is clean as a bell. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't feel... it felt like somebody going in there and scraped my throat Monday, you know, Sunday night going into Monday. So the point I'm trying to make is not only does he have those two, his supplements are killer. Now, he said before, I've had whey, he sent me whey before. The next time I'm going to go on the whey and the peanut butter because I know he doesn't do that a lot. But I'll tell you right now. His peanut butter is second to none. And when you put your spoon in there and start eating it, beware, because I'm telling you, you won't put it back in the refrigerator. It's all your, and that's the truth too, man. It's like, I've tasted the stuff he sent me, and you know, anybody I've sent to him, they always send me a note commending him. Nice guy, very helpful, very prompt with products. And I know you're going to say, well, this sounds like a commercial. It's not. It's just giving back to someone that's been very good to me and the people on the show. And the thing is, I never have to worry about it not coming. It's never damaged. And when he tells me, Eric, I sent you something out, it'll be there in 2-3 days. Guess what? It's here. So, you know, Steven, thanks. But anything you want to add to anything, give out your info. I'll give mine. And if you want to get into more of this on the next show when we'll have more time, we can do that. Or, you know, whatever we do fine anyway. So take it away and just hang on for me if you would, please.
Sure. First, thank you very much for those generous words, Eric.
Yes, sir.
You know, they definitely go a long ways with me. You know, we've developed a wonderful friendship over the last almost 2 years now that we've yep. been speaking regularly.
Yep.
And, you know, the best part that I like is that when my name first came up and you saw some stuff, you thought, wait a second, is this guy for real?
Yeah.
You know, so you had to call up some of your buddies, you know, yep. some of our common friends. Hey, is this guy for real or what?
Eric Gutman was the main one. He's the one that he loved yeah. you, man. And he said, talk to the guy. I'm telling you, you're going to love talking to him. So that you can thank Eric for that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Eric and I have spoken about that. And I have this Italian thing that if someone doubts me, I'm going to prove them wrong.
I'm with you.
You know,
it's DNA, man.
Yeah. Yeah. But again, thank you very much for
sure.
those kind words. And yes, I would like to do part two.
Okay.
Because we only got into the general aspects of it. There were, you know, some specifics, of course, but I really, really want to get into the nutritional part of it.
Okay.
and the integral role of what nutrition does and specific type of nutrition for the adrenals. Because, oh, yeah, I mean, you see it all over Facebook now because it's becoming a popular thing, or social media.
Sure.
And all the big name brands have their so-called adrenal tabs. Well, I want to get to the specifics of it because people are going to be shocked to find out what some of these so-called adrenal tabs are actually doing. I have to rate them right there with Centrum vitamins and one-a-day vitamin.
Oh,
and
good.
We'll get into that, too.
Okay, that sounds great.
Yeah, but I would definitely want to do part two. I want to get specifics. I could talk about B6, B3, some of those adrenal tabs that you got from me, the desiccated.
Oh, those are killer, man. Yep.
And a few other things.
Yep.
It's truly amazing. You know, when it comes to this stuff, I'm a total nerd about it because I love it. I love to get into it. So, yes, let's do part two.
Can I ask you one thing, too? It's on my mind. Yeah. And maybe we can address this more if you think. We've read for years about vitamin C and stress and all the things, you know, we know how famous it all is. When you're facing a lot of stress, I mean, and we know the play on the adrenals, and we talked about the greens and the minerals, how they're absolutely vital.
Yes.
Now, for anybody that doesn't know, and I hope he doesn't get upset, Steven's got a C that's second to none, all right? And he and I talked about C's in health food stores, and he said, be very careful because most of them are GMO. Now you're starting to see some of the more well-known brands, and I'm not giving them out because I'm not getting paid for it, now they say non-GMO. Linus Pauling, as we all know, you want to call him the godfather of C, obviously. Do you agree, or we can even get into this another time, you don't have to get into it deeply. Is it good to be, when you start feeling these things, all right, just let's say they haven't contacted you yet about the minerals and the greens, is it a good idea to start upping your C when you're doing this? Because we know you've got to be very careful. If you're not used to it, it can create diarrhea, the whole thing. Just something briefly, and if you think it's worthwhile, let's nail it on the next show.
Yeah, we'll definitely nail on the next show, but as a great teaser, do not start increasing your C. And we will be talking about this.
Okay. Okay, that's good. I'm glad I asked you.
It'll be horrifying to some people. They'll be terrified. All this backed up by true science on people.
Okay.
You know? Okay. And, it'll be great.
We'll do that. Give out, obviously, how they can get a hold of you, Stephen, and, you know, whatever you need to do, and hang on. I'll give mine out, please.
Okay, terrific. Email. PrimalCreations@AOL.com. And yes, we are one of the original AOL guys around. So, you know, we've been around the block a few times. And Facebook, Stephen.Santangelo.75. So that's Stephen, Stephen, dot Santangelo, Santangelo.75.
Got it all? Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's it.
All right.
That's two best ways to get a hold of me.
That sounds good. All right. So this is Motivation Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7. As I said, go out to Fiorella Barbell Co. Look at those two outstanding products. I'm going to be bringing back possibly Strength Times Power too, because that's going to be a little bit easier financial end if that's a problem with you. But we're even looking into some other things financially on both of the bigger products. But I'm telling you right now, you know, Stephen talked about the greens and the minerals. I'm telling you right now, those two products, Etched in Stone, and Stephen's part of that too, by the way, because of the nutrition factors, and we are going to be sending people to him that we feel need the help, because as I said, and he said, I want to concentrate on training the people, and that's why we've brought so many people aboard. They're very legitimate. They're MDs. They're RNs. We want the best for everybody. And then, you know, when you look at the winner's circle, those 12 modules I put out there of stuff I love to do, how to do a lot of it, and you know, I'm sure Steven can attest to this too. I mean, you don't hear things like a high shrug anymore. You don't hear dips. You don't hear pullovers. Things that, just like we're talking about here, just like when I talk about stones and sandbags and power rack training, to me, these are lost arts that are just so productive to your longevity, and most of all, the biggest word in your life ever, health. Because without your health, I don't care how strong you are, I don't care how much money you make a year, I don't care how many wives you got, or one wife, or 50 kids, it doesn't matter. You cannot function. So we're going to dive into this more and more, especially on part two. Also, too, if there's a show you'd like Steven and I to do, Fiorella Barbell at NICAP.R.com. Don't forget, we're on iTunes and Stitcher. Give us a 5-star review. That's what we've gotten. Man, I'll tell you, talking to this guy, I'm all pumped up now. I've got another show. I postponed it to 3:15 because I wanted to do an hour with him. I've got Jeff, and then I've got the electrician coming over here, and I'm pretty wired up right now, but I usually am anyways. But I love talking to this guy, and there's just certain people, and I've had it said to me, it just brings the best out of you, and this is the fun of all this. But that's another show too right there. But like I said, if you want to hear us in your car 24/7, AHA, it's called AHA. That's the directory where we reside. Jump on 24/7 M&M. Also, too, I'm going to leave you with a bunch of stuff here that is just so good. If someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to say hello to them or give them words of inspiration. 5 words can change your life. As my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile. That might be all they get that day. Also, too, if you're going to lift it, bend it, twist it, turn it, squat it, press it, pull it. If you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. And it's a great Hoosa Steel Stone Crusher says in blood red, domination. We are domination. We clear cut the path. We don't follow anyone's. Also, too, as Russell Fur says, and he's been with M&M from the beginning and been on the show, when I listen to your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. We'll say that forever. And we already made a little whack on testosterone today, too. There's plenty more, I'm sure, on part two. Obviously, too, I'll leave you with some other great stuff. Frank Klein, who was my greatest college professor in business, repetition, repetition, repetition. My dad, be a leader, not a follower. And I'll tell you right now, he was right on the mark. If I could go up right now and tell him how smart of a guy he is, and you know, it'd be pretty great. I mean, I still talk to him, but it'd be great to be able to walk in front of him and just say, "Hey, Dad, you were right." But we will meet again. Also, too, John Ridge, my chiropractor for years, who was like a father figure to me, and my dad had passed away long before I met John. He used to walk every patient in the door and say, "Keep smiling. I dare you to say that to yourself on your best day or worst day." I'm telling you, I walk around sometimes when I'm out, I'm mumbling it to myself. And probably most people think, what the hell's wrong with him? I don't really care. Those things are some great things when things just aren't going right. You concentrate on stuff like that. Watch what drops in your lap next, and it's not going to be bad. So keep smiling, everyone. Be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. Tell 100 of your friends because we're coming. When we aren't going to knock on your door, we'll kick it in. Join the revolution. Join our family. And as the great Les Brown says, you all have greatness, but we take it 2 steps further. We believe in you, and we got your back. And I don't know many people that would pledge that to anyone anymore. But we are not ordinary here. Everyone here is extraordinary, and I mean that. And I'm going to leave you with something before Steven and I say goodbye. I put this in my blog today, and it's just very simple stuff. And I said, improvement in everything you do. And then I finished it off with muscle it around. Think of those words. I'm telling you right now. Think about what they mean if you can figure them out. They might seem a little abstract, but read them a few times and then see what you think. Steven, honor, my friend. Great to have you on. I look forward to our next show in May, sir.
Yes, thank you very much. Great pleasure.
Anytime. It's always a pleasure to have you on. So, for Steven Santangelo, this is Eric Fiorello. What's today? Wednesday. You got 4 more days to go out and do something magnificent other than the rest of your life. go out and do it, because I'm telling you right now, all of us have a responsibility to each other. Make it so. Have a great week, everybody, and we will talk to you soon. Thanks.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.